This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, have we found a bottom in our cattle markets?
Leslie, I hope we have, but I'm not overly confident. We did have a nice recovery today, a strong close to the upside, but we did not have any fresh news to go along with this bullishness. A lot of it had to do with the fact that we've seen our equity markets turn around. We saw the first indications of that yesterday afternoon around 2:30 when the stock market was making new highs on the day and helped pull the cattle market up into slightly positive territory in that time period. Now, today we did see the box beef 58 cents higher on choice, down 7 on selects, moved 68 loads. We also saw a cattle kill day of 109,000 head. On the close day, October cattle, $2.17 higher. December cattle also $2.17 higher. September feeders were up $2.25. October feeders up $2.72. And October lean hogs $0.01 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070.
Tom, what's happening in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, we did not have big news today. We did see Egypt buy 60,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia. We also made another sale of U.S. soybeans, 130,000 metric tons to an unknown destination, second time that's occurred this week. We saw a little better than expected export sales today, but other than that, there was no big fresh news in the marketplace, but we saw our soybeans and corn hold the best gains while the wheat closed negative. September KC wheat was 2 cents lower, December KC down a penny. December Chicago wheat was 4.5 lower. September corn 2 cents higher. December corn a penny and 3/4 higher. September soybeans up 8.5 cents. November soybeans were 14 cents higher. And December cotton closed up 84 points today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.